It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton. Now there was a time.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. 15 minutes away from Brent Petway, the Harlem Globetrotters, former Michigan basketball player. He'll be talking with us about the game at the Breslin Center next week between the Harlem Globetrotters and, what is it, the Washington Generals? Is that who they're playing this time? Yes, yeah?
Is that who they only play?
I'm just joking. Joining us right now, talking about the whole Brady Hoke situation and everything Michigan football, Josh Helmholtz of the Wolverine. Josh, how's it going, man?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Okay, so let's start right off the bat here. I'm curious, with this hire of Brady Hoke, considering who was available, rate this hire and tell me why you rated that.
Yeah, you know, I guess if you put a scale out there of 1 to 10, it was probably in the 7 to 8 range. You know, it wasn't the great hire that everybody wanted, and meaning, you know, certainly I think Jim Harbaugh tops that list, and then if it wasn't going to be him, I think a lot of people wanted to see, you know, maybe a new name come out of the batch. But I do think it was a very good hire on top. You know, it may not have been, you know, the top hire that he could have gotten out there or that was maybe available, but especially after Wednesday's press conference, you got a chance to see a guy who understands Michigan football, who knows what it takes to win at Michigan because he's been a part of a staff that's done it already. And I think long-term, Michigan fans are going to be very pleased with the Brady Hoke hire.
You mentioned Jim Harbaugh and a guy like, you know, a guy like Les Miles were in the running, you like we talked about. But really, just realistically, how close were they to getting Jim Harbaugh? How much of an option was he really?
Boy, you know, we had been hearing for, you know, several months before this happened that Jim Harbaugh was not only a legitimate option, but was going to be the guy that you know, there were feelers put out on both sides that this was going to get done and get, you know, make happen. And ultimately, I think it really came pretty close. But, you know, when it came down to it, you know, I think there were some things at Michigan that, you know, Harbaugh probably wasn't super comfortable with, some factions that maybe didn't want him here. And then, you know, he decided, you know, had the offers from the NFL and decided to take that route instead.
We're talking with Josh Helmholtz, the analyst and editor for The Wolverine. Josh, it's Scott here. What's the fans' reaction been since Wednesday and kind of after they knew they didn't get Harbaugh and it was Brady Hoke?
Almost unanimously excited since Wednesday. I think initially, because it, you know, it wasn't Jim Harbaugh and it was Brady Hoke, there was a lot of people calling it a bad hire, calling it a mediocre hire. You know, they weren't excited about it. And that wasn't until they got a chance to listen to Brady Hoke. Coming into the week, I really felt that Brady Hoke was the better fit for Michigan, you know, between him and Les Miles. That was before he was hired. I just thought that, you know, long-term, Brady Hoke provides Michigan with more than Les Miles would. And so you look at what he was talking about on Wednesday, and we had, you know, a lot of people I've heard from recently saying they got chills listening to him. And Michigan football felt like it was back. And I think that, you know, is really kind of the pervading overall sense of Michigan fans right now, that they are excited about Michigan football again and that Brady Hoke has them excited about the potential of this football team.
Yeah, but John, in your opinion, how long is that going to last before the honeymoon period ends and then Michigan starts to possibly get impatient if he doesn't get things moving along?
Yeah, well, if it lasts till September 3, it's not going to last much longer. They, you know, coming right out of the gate, they're going to expect him to do well and you know, winning talks at Michigan. And even though a lot of people thought Rich Rodriguez hire was a good hire and that he was a guy who would win at Michigan, you know, long term that didn't play out and people turned on him pretty quickly. So as long as he wins, he's going to be well accepted by the Michigan fans. And that means winning in year one. Now they got a schedule that lines up for it. And they got most of their tough games are at home or at the Big House this year. But, you know, obviously, you know, you're talking about a group of players that was recruited for one system and are going to be playing another system. I think you could see some challenges in this first year. You've got some challenges on the recruiting trail right now. You know, we'll see how quickly he's able to turn things around and get things moving in a positive direction.
Before I jump into that recruiting aspect, I just kind of want to know, Is he going to be given the opportunity? You're talking about having to win right away. And in his press conference, he was talking about getting back to the Rose Bowl, winning, competing in the Big Ten. What's the realistic expectation for him?
Boy, if he could compete in the Big Ten in year one, I think that signals that Michigan no doubt made a phenomenal hire. I don't see it happening, but and then 2012 doesn't set up well. I mean, they've already, you know, they got almost all their tough games on the road, including, you know, the season opener against Alabama down in Dallas. That's going to be a tough year for them to do it. I think realistically you're looking at 2013 before this team is a legitimate Big Ten contender.
Josh Hemholt from the Wolverine here with us on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Now, Josh, I'm curious about the recruiting. I know that Michigan recruiting took a hit when they lost DeHart, decommitted, went to Alabama. What else has happened since the absence of Rich Rodriguez?
They lost another one of their big guys, big commits from the 2011 class in Dallas Crawford. He's a cornerback of the South Fort Myers. He was an exceptional athlete, big-time ball player. When Rodriguez left, he left. He's looking at other schools, not going to come back. They've also got a few guys who are a little shaky, including Jake Fisher, the big offensive tackle out of Traverse City, who, you know, has a lot of ties to the school, but now he's at Michigan State this weekend taking an official visit. Their All-American cornerback, Blake Countess, is at Penn State taking an official visit. The big-time linebacker out of Texas is at Colorado taking an official visit. And their only kicker recruit, and they recruited another kicker this year because I don't think I have to explain why. he's down at Miami taking an official visit. So they've got about four guys of their 12 current commitments who are certainly shaky at this point. And then they've only got 2.5 weeks before National Signing Day to try to entice some other players to come and join this class. So definitely big-time challenges in a short window of time for Brady Hoke to address those and try to get those moving in the right direction.
And I was just going to ask about that. Has there been any hints or anything of guys that he thinks he can reach out and get before signing day, or are we basically at this point hoping to hold on to what they've got and then aiming for next year recruiting-wise?
Well, there's a little bit of both going on there. There are certainly guys out there Michigan can get. There's an offensive lineman in Chicago who's going to be in town on Sunday to meet with Coach Hoke and his staff, big-time offensive lineman, 6'5", 330, rivals 250 type of a player. They got a guy like him. They got probably three or four-star caliber guys that they are still legitimately in on. So he can fill out this class with a few more guys, but I think priority number one, and he said that in his press conference, was holding on to the guys they already have currently committed.
Josh Hemholt, Wolverine here on 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton and Scott Eckersley. Josh, I'm just kind of curious. One guy they were able to hold on to is Denard Robinson. Do you have any input on what went on with the meetings between Denard and Brady Hoke and what went into his decision to stay at Michigan?
And we haven't heard specifically from Denard Robinson on this issue. But we, have talked with his coach, Art Taylor, before, after the Hoke hiring earlier this week. And, he felt that Denard would stay. That's his high school coach, a guy that, is very close with. A lot of teams were interested in Denard, joining their squad. But he's a guy who wants to play this fall. He would not have that opportunity if he made the move. And he wants to play quarterback. And Brady Hoke and David Brandon, the athletic director, specifically mentioned Denard Robinson in that open introductory press conference. I think that was important. Really made a statement to Denard that, even though traditionally Hoke's teams have run pro-style offenses, they're gonna cater around Denard Robinson's talents these first couple years and try to work him in because they feel he is a special athlete. And that's what kids want to hear. They want to hear that they're loved and their game is respected by their head coach. I think that, more than anything, is what keeps Denard Robinson at Michigan.
So it's safe to say that Denard should be the starting quarterback throughout the whole season?
I don't know, because honestly, Devin Gardner, the quarterback out of Inkster, who ended up winning second string coming into the season, then got hurt, could have a medical redshirt. I really think that in year two, Devin Gardner could be one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. If you've got two guys like that, do you find a way to utilize both of their strengths in your offense? I think both those guys are playmakers. I think ideally for Michigan, Denard Robinson moves to a, a running back or a slash type of a position where, you know, he can get out on the edge and utilize his running skills. And then you got a guy, a heady guy like Devin Gardner running the offense. But it doesn't sound like they're going to go that way. And one of the big reasons is because Denard Robinson wants to play quarterback. You know, long term, you know, it would surprise me if Denard Robinson wouldn't be open to moving to another position because he's not an NFL quarterback. And if he wants to play in the NFL to be able to show some other skills. But I think that it's something that will is not a given, but at this point it's leaning towards Denard Robinson being the starter for throughout the 2011 season.
Josh Helmholt of the Wolverine. Josh, real quickly, how do we get the Wolverine?
You can go to thewolverine.com. That's where we definitely pump out a lot of our content. And you can also order the Wolverine magazine, 1-800-421-7751, to order the Wolverine magazine.
Appreciate it, Josh. Have a good one, man. Coming up next, Brent Pettway, Harlem Globetrotters. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.